Hello, welcome to Woman Fully Alive podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Eames. And if you're enjoying these episodes, don't forget to leave me a comment, subscribe to the channel so you don't miss the next one, and share it with your friends, because my mission is to help as many women as possible to become alive in their bodies, their breath, their mind, and in their life. So today what I want to talk about is the rules that we live by and breaking the rules. Now, when I say that, you might think, well, you know, breaking laws or, you know, doing something that's like completely out of character. Well, it might mean that, but what I'm actually talking about is bringing awareness to the largely subconscious rules that we live by and being able to expand beyond them. Now, for some of you, you might go, hey, well, but this is, you know, this is the way that I live my life, and that's all great and fine. It's got you this far. But once you start seeing the underlying rules, the code of behavior that you have been living by, you might start to be astonished. And hey, you know, if that code of behavior is working for you, you're getting what you want, then, you know, go for it. But my hunch is that there are some rules that you've been living by that are so outdated and that you are ready to live beyond them. And this is what really we focus on in expansion breath work, is not so much fixing, changing, improving ourselves within this box, but actually breaking out of the box altogether. And that's really exciting. So let's break it down here. As I say these things, just see what comes up in your body. And these are from some of the conversations, the many conversations that I've had with women over the years. And sometimes it sounds something like this. Well, this is what I wake up and this is what I eat in the morning, because that's what you are supposed to eat in the morning. Supposed to is very different than this feels good in my body. And I know for myself, I lived from my mind for years with restricted eating. And because that's what we are supposed to do. And it can be very scary to break out of that into your desires of what feels good in my body in the morning. It's way more flexible. And I'll tell you, I've had the occasional piece of chocolate in the morning. No sins committed, no harm done. I'm still here to talk about it. Those are the little ways we start expanding. I only use social media for this purpose because that's what it is intended for. Really? Who said that? Who actually made that rule? That's what it's intended for. Because I have come to love social media and I use it for so many different things, and I really don't mind what other people are using it for. But that's, you know, another way that we might be restricting ourselves. Or maybe you don't even want to be on social media. It's your choice. So this is what a woman should wear. Really? Why can't a woman wear a potato sack if she wants to? Think about it. It's just material and threads put on a physical body. Everything else, and we, you know, everything else is a rule. It's a made up code of behavior by someone. And, you know, I like to wear clothes personally. I like to wear clothes in the winter time, particularly because it snows around here and it keeps me warm. I also love to wear clothes that make me feel good. So that is kind of my metric. And I love clothes that make me feel like sensual, you know, and watch your programming there. There is absolutely 0% wrong with sensuality or sexuality. Think about it. Where did we all come from? And, you know, we judge each other so harshly. Now, being responsible to yourself is another, you know, thing that you want to consider there. But I run into this a lot with women who have chronic pain. And one of the practices that we do is not only to breathe deeply into the belly, but also to bring in that fire of belly laugh. And I can't tell you the number of times that I've heard, "I can't possibly laugh, I'm in pain." Yes, you can. It doesn't mean that your pain is any less painful or serious or somebody's not taking it seriously. But laughter is actually a dosage of medicine. And that is strictly a rule, a code of behavior. Think about where you judge people. We should all have dinner at the table together. Well, I'll tell you, that hasn't worked out for my family in about a year because people are doing different things. They're busy. People have different schedules. It's okay. You know, we have this very strong code of what makes a family and what makes a good mother. Good mother doesn't yell. She doesn't get angry. Well, you're darn right we do. And any mother who says that they never get frustrated or angry with their kids, I would question. So why not just put it out there in the air? Because what you resist persists. So if I pretend that I'm all good and that I never yell at anyone, I never feel angry, that's not a real thing. That's not a real life. And if I'm saying that, chances are I'm going to be more angry and resentful inside and distressed. Let's just put it out there. All the ways that we have learned to shame ourselves are ways that we then create codes of behavior. We shame our bodies, so we restrict, we develop eating disorders. I mean, there's a number of factors there, but we learn to hate ourselves. We shame our thoughts. We should be better. We could be better. We're doing the wrong thing. That's all programming. We shame what we do. Oh, that was stupid. Or we don't accept compliments. Oh, that was nothing. What, this old shirt? I got bought it at the thrift store. Don't discount yourself. And step into past the rules, because the rules will keep you small. And really your true self, your light inside of you is so expansive. And that light, when you open up to it, it's not going to go and rob stores or kill people. You know, let's face it, we have all the rules, we have all the laws that one could possibly ask for in a country, as a planet. It hasn't stopped anything. It hasn't stopped anything. So think about your political laws, your religious laws, your own personal rules for yourself, rules I should say, and think about the ones that you're willing to maybe just once break. Just try it once and just see what that feels like. See if you feel ashamed. Good, then heal that shame. See if you feel triumphant. Awesome, celebrate that. And start to liberate yourself from these self-imposed cages that we live in. Now, when I say self-imposed, I do not mean that you have created the rules. The rules were given to you, largely. They were born centuries ago. So we inherit these rules. We inherit them down through our genetics, through our mothers, the rules that they had to live with that were far more restrictive than us now. So if you find yourself saying, "Oh, I really shouldn't say that. I really shouldn't do that. I really should work hard." See if you can break that and step into a place that's more easeful, more free, and more liberating. Here's a rule that I am particularly fanatic about, and you've heard me say this before, is that I shouldn't watch yourself when you say, "Oh, I shouldn't be rude," or "I should be nice. I really should be good. I shouldn't say that." And try not to censor yourself, because being nice and being good are cages. Your light is infinitely, innately good, more good than good can even describe. You are pure love and expansion. And so we don't have to keep ourselves small in the cage of good. And in fact, that's been a trap for keeping women small when they've got big things to voice. They have big dreams in their heart, and they have a compassion for the world and the world's suffering. And that is what breaks my heart, is that when women's ideas and desires and dreams get buried and stifled because they don't take themselves seriously and breathe life into their dreams because there's too many rules in the way. Oh, I could never do that. That's not for people like me. I don't have the resources. I'm not thin enough, fat enough, whatever it might be. That's all entirely BS. And I promise you that. Those rules, if they're coming up for you, they should be off the table now. And if you are serious about stepping into your dreams in a very light, fun, and playful way, do reach out to me, because my mission is to unlock you and let your dreams loose into the world and have a community of support that will tell you that you're on track, that you're following your heart, and that is the way to go, not following your head. We've been doing that, and it gets us into too much trouble with ourselves trying to follow all these rules. So go ahead today. If this resonates with you, post a rule below that you've been following and perhaps breaking. Because when we start to light them up in ourselves and light them up in other women, we start to really see. And once you see, you cannot unsee. And that's when real change and transformation starts to happen. Hope this has been helpful for you. And as I said, you know, don't forget to like, subscribe to my channel. We got lots of good stuff coming here. Join one of my expansion breathwork journeys. Check out below to see if I have any free masterclasses going, because I usually do at least one a month on the last Wednesday of the month. And that's a great time for me to be able to meet you and to be able to interact with you. That means a lot to me. All right, everyone, take care. Have a wonderful time breaking rules.